With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. The wonderful world of wine.
Oh, she's an archy audience we've got today. Frank, you clown. That's just the way it is. Call me a clown, Frankie. We don't set it. That's just the rules, Frankie.
He's called you a clown about what?
I must have missed the parking at Madison Square Garden. Acres of parking there? I don't think so. Georgie, welcome to you.
Good morning.
How are you, young man?
I'm well. What's the light of the footy's back?
You're going tomorrow to watch Tim make it all about himself as he wanders around the MCG in some luxurious Dutton car?
Oh, I've seen the car at Dutton Automotive. I was there the other day and I saw the car that the Wisp will be in.
It's
a beauty.
And?
I think you're going to struggle to get in and out of it, but it's a beauty.
We'll what have a colour? Tear running down your eye, George, when you see these 84 champions go around before the big game.
Yeah, I will. I think they're all there from what I heard, other than Harves, who's in Perth, I think, for his son's wedding. And
oh, no.
So he's not there. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The Wisp just wants to put out in our last hour for the week what sort of hat he should roll with. So we had a suggestion because of a Dutton connection that he needs to go with a big 10-gallon hat. What do you think? You got anyone thinking that, Whispers, or not?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I've got to protect my scone from the sun. So is it going to be sunny there?
It is. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Is it? Well, I need to protect my head.
Yeah, but it's not an open-top car you're in.
Isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
How come?
This is like a futuristic.
How can people see me if it's not an open top car?
Well, when you get out,
could be a cardboard cutout in there in the passenger seat.
With Gaz, you can get out.
I'm not going to be mic'd up for that.
He's refusing to do an interview with me. Can you believe that?
No, come on, you got to do that.
Well, I can't. Contractually, I can't.
Contractually,
it's a Fox game. You're not there. And I've spoken to Martin Lewis, and he said that I can't
do
it.
You're not working for Seven.
Yes, I am. He overrides everything.
What have you brought in here, Georgie boy? Because I've never heard you so excited about something.
Oh, no. Ever. Ever.
I haven't got a drop.
He's never waltzed in here with more excitement than what you did this morning. What is it that we're drinking?
Well, I'm excited because we get to drink something in the morning, for one. But this, look, I'm excited because this is actually something really different, and I know people listening on the way in the work are going to think, hang on, this is non-alcoholic. It's called Non, N-O-N. It's an alternative to wine, but it's not wine, but it's made from verjuice, which for those that are not sure what verjuice is unripened grapes where they use the juice, and normally we use it in things like vinegars or sauces. And these smart guys down in Cheltenham, a guy called Aaron started it all. It's a non-alcoholic drink that's a wine alternative. You drink it like wine. This one's made from dried raspberries from down in Mornington, chamomile. It's got Murray River salt in it.
I can taste it.
And it's all about building the flavour. And you can taste everything in this thing.
So
you can taste the chamomile. You can taste the salt.
Bit of fizz.
Yeah, this one's got a little bit of spritz. So this is non-one.
It's the colour of a rosé.
It tastes good, doesn't it?
It does. So this is being made here in Victoria, Melbourne.
In Cheltenham. They've got a, I don't know, I don't want to call it a laboratory. I don't want to call it a distillery. I don't know what it is, but they've got a sterile kitchen where they get all the produce. And the other week, they had 2 tonnes of fresh green pears that came in. So it's all natural products. Ooh. And you can taste everything. Everything that you read on the label, you think, hang on, I can taste the chamomile, I can taste the salt.
So you know I ask the questions that people want to know because I'm the dummy in here of us three when it comes to wines. Why would I not just have a glass of Coke?
Because you might want something that's got a little bit more flavour, and because it tastes like food, because it tastes like the vegetables and the fruit, it gives you something a different sensation than having maybe a Coke.
But it looks like a wine.
It does look like a wine, and the colour of it, this one's obviously a bright pink colour like a rosé, but they're not all like that.
Is this because of the raspberry in this one?
It's the raspberry, yeah.
Okay.
So the pear one's a greener colour. And
what about the first question a lot of people might ask is, what about the sugar content of this compared to a wine?
It is sweet.
Well, it's not really. So if you look at the grams, so per 100 mils is 4.7 grams. So put into perspective, that's a can of Coke's about 80 or 90.
Right, okay.
Normal Coke.
All right.
So it tastes sweet.
It does taste nice.
It tastes fruity.
I will say that.
It's
a fruity taste.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like a soft drink, though, either,
no,
does
no.
it?
No, it does not.
It's more serious. It's got texture. It's got flavour. And when you go and see the guys down there, and I was thinking maybe we have a little bit of
interesting.
We might have a little event down there one Thursday night or something. We'll take some listeners down there. And you listen to these guys talk about how they build
hang
the flavour.
Hang on.
Talk to management team.
Yeah. Well, I'm not about you, folks. I was excited because it's these guys building different taste sensations.
You said it's going around the world.
Yeah, they've got it in some of the best restaurants around the world, in London, in New York. They're just setting up a bigger distribution, I think, through the US. A little Melbourne business started in Cheltenham.
Is this where we're headed with the non-alcohol? Is this? Right. Do you see a massive market for a drink like this?
You hope not.
Non-alcohol.
I'm not joining, by the way.
Well, yeah, drinks that don't have alcohol in it will only get bigger and bigger because they're already big. We're already drinking lots of things that don't have alcohol.
Yeah.
It's coffee, it's tea, it's soft drink.
Yep.
This is taking it to a different dimension. But I like the ritual. You have it in a wine glass. This one's chilled.
I actually know a wine guy who thinks that alcoholic drinks, he can see a time in the future where alcoholic drinks will be banned. You will not be able to drink alcholic drinks because
the push
against it is so strong out there.
The bootlegging days.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it will, but...
maybe not that extreme. But, yeah, I think things are changing. Look, a lot of us are in work environments where you can't drink alcohol during the day. A lot of people from religion are not going to drink alcohol. The thing I like about this is that I would drink this with a meal, even though I'm a wine drinker, because I might feel like something different.
Right, yep.
It's a good thing. Anyway,
no, it is.
If you're interested, non.world is their website. Jump on and have a look. Cheltenham, they are, if you want, looking for a pretty cool little cellar door experience.
N-O-N.
N-O-N.
Nice work.
Did we talk about the price?
I think it retails for about $30.
Where would somebody buy this now?
It's available in general retail at the moment. I think the majors, I think Dan Murphy's and First Choice and those guys have got it. So it's sold in liquor stores. I think it's soon to go into grocery as well. Buy it online, direct off the boys down there.
Too late for little Gary and I to maybe invest in the company if we so desire or thought about it or not?
I'll ask them if you've got a few spare dollars.
A lot of people still, from a Collingwood point of view, want to know about this unfurling of the flag. Rest assured, we're on it. We've got calls into all our Collingwood contacts. So I was wondering whether there's a bit of scrambling going on there or not. Wisp, I'm not that sure. Georgie, are you an Essendon supporter, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah. Just give me a little insight. It is the round one game coming up. Just give me a little insight into how you're feeling, A, about the fact that we'll celebrate 84, but against Hawthorn. Is it the same sort of sense of rivalry that supporters have as the playing group did?
Yeah, I think so. The battles that we've had over the last 10, 15 years when we haven't been super successful are invigorating, let alone what happened back in the Wisps days. So I think there's no better team actually to play in round one than the Hawks on a Saturday celebrating the icons, and we come away with the first win.
You think you'll win?
Yeah, I think we will.
Hey, when you think back to the 84, 85, what is it that comes readily to mind for somebody like yourself?
Probably.
Is there an image that's stuck in your mind from that period of time or not?
Probably the
I'm not fishing for a compliment here.
Probably the all in blue at three quarter time or no.
Were you at that grand final of 84?
No, I watched it from Canberra. So back then in Canberra there was
You would have still been in short pants back in those days, wouldn't you?
No, I was in my early 20s.
Which were long pants.
Long pants, mate. Thank you. Champagne comedy from you, Gaz. After drinking some of your best.
He had to fold up the cup.
Look at this message from Sean. I love Non. My wife doesn't drink, and we get a bottle of that for dinner parties, etc., and it's great. Everyone loves it. So
good on him. Yeah, no.
How come you didn't invite us along last night too? George did a great job hosting the Essendon Football Club Network launch last night. Surprised he's up this early with the amount of wine he put away. Sam in Middle Park. Good morning to you, Sam.
Oh, thanks, Sam. No, it was a good night last night. All the Essendon Network were at Ormond Hall, which is a magnificent venue, and it was a good buzz in the room. And
was there?
Some good business people. Yeah, everyone's looking forward
to it. Well, tell us this, because we've posed this question this morning about what Brad Scott had to say yesterday. Do you think the Essendon fans are in for the long haul rebuild of the team and the foundation of this next period of success that he's hoping to build?
Yeah, of course they are. I think, I've heard him say it a few times, it's not linear. They had some progress last year and then they probably got found out a bit and he's called that out, and I think they've probably trained a little bit harder than they ever have. They'll get there. You just need a couple of those kids to stand out this year, and they will.
Yeah, and don't fall asleep on the Hawthorn Footy Club. You reckon they're not just gearing up to try and spoil your party on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, no, they're a good lot of kids as well, and it'll be a good game.
Now Northcote High Street has been nominated as the coolest street in the world. Can you tell me a little bit about the wine Pet Nat? Do you know anything about that?
Well, Pet Nat's sort of natural wine. It brings into play orange wine, which is basically white wine that you leave the skins in, so it does pick up a little bit of an orange colour to it. But generally, it's more natural wines, less preservative.
What about this, George? Have you had a crack at off-track wines, wine in a can? Quality McLaren Vale Langhorne Creek wine in a can.
I haven't had that particular one, but I am a fan of wine in a can, and people find that funny. But I think as a vehicle to take wine to the beach or to take it camping, there is nothing wrong with wine in a can. It gets cold quickly. It's easy to take. It's lighter to carry. Cans obviously recyclable. No, it's a good little thing.
Could you please remind me, Gary, of your favourite Grenache? That's Pete and Tassie. That's the little giant, Pete. Just going off the shelves at a million miles an hour at the moment,
yep,
and continues to dominate. Hey, we might get your recommendation to touch earlier, Georgie, because a lot of people want to talk footy given it's round one and
we
need to get back to that. So what are we recommending today?
We're getting something from the Hunter Valley because we don't often talk about something from New South Wales. Audrey Wilkinson Shiraz. Ooh. Wilkinson is W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N. Audrey Wilkinson Shiraz. So the Hunter Shirazes are a little bit earthier, a little bit more savoury than what we're used to from SA.
And Sheege?
Around a 20?
20, 25.
Okay, what about if I'm going to the MCG tonight? I got a little bit of time up my sleeve before I get there. Is there a little place that I can go and maybe drop in, have a glass of wine, have something to eat that you'd recommend?
Well, a caller this morning that talked about the City Wine Shop and the European. They're next to each other there on Spring Street. Gepito's Trattoria, the old school Italian.
The old one's still going.
That's still going. That's good. That's always a good looking.
That's up near the old Hilton, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. The Hilton's all, well, what's it called now? The Pullman's good. But if you want to go into Richmond, you know, you've got the bars there at Richmond, the Lennox Hotel. You can't beat that for a good Carlton draft.
What's the name of your old hotel, Gary?
London Tavern.
Is that still going?
Yeah, the London. Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean Lennox.
In Lennox.
London. Yeah, London. Yeah.
Right, right on the roundabout.
Is that your old pub?
It is indeed. And the Richmond faithful will be charging through there tonight on their way to the MCG.
Not hard to recognise. They've got piles of bags of salt outside the front door there at the hotel. Yeah.
Georgie, great of you to wander in. Good luck to your Bombers on the weekend. Benny wants to get back to talk about the Blues. So we don't do big previews, but on round one, opening of the season, we're happy to. And Simon says, I saw on Facebook, apparently it's 6 o'clock tomorrow night, the flag will go up. A tad early. Well, if it's 6, Simon, no one will see it. Because the gate we just heard from Stuart Fox, the gates don't open till 6. 6:16 was the time that Collingwood had put out for the unfurling of the flag. We don't think that's going to fly. Collingwood fans would still be making their way, a lot of them, to the ground. So we're trying to work out exactly when that's going to be. We'll take a break and be back.